Mike Longo's Rhythmic Nature of Jazz, DVD number 3. Dizzy said, I can play in 5-4 and 4-4 at the same time. Check out his tune Free Limo in 5-4. The 5-4 in this case is going to be perceived as 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 in terms of eighth notes. Like Dougie da Dougie da Dougie 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 da Dougie da Dougie Dougie da. So it starts the same way as the 6-8 drum rhythm. The 6-8 drum rhythm was diggy do doon diggy 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 do doon diggy 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 do doon diggy 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 da. And this one is diggy do doon diggy 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 da. Where the I'm trying to accent the diggy do doon diggy 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 do doon diggy 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 da, like the accents I'm trying to do them. And don't count it. You just hear it as a sound. The bebop cymbal, the new bebop cymbal beat came from this 5-4 where the accents changed. It has to do with the permutations of the rhythmic pile. So in the booklet on page 2, it has the basic 5 as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2. And then it has Mike's counter theme. Gang, gang, gong, gong, gang, gang, gong, gong, gong. And on page 4, it has the old cymbal beat versus the new cymbal beat. The old cymbal beat was 1, 2, 3, 4, ka-chow, chick-ka-chow, 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 chick-ka. And the new cymbal beat, 1, 2, 3, chip-a-ching, 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 chip-a. And then on page 5, it has the 5-4 routine that I'm going to let Mike scat for you right now.
4, 5, 1, ba-ba-da.
And then I'm also going to perform the whole thing, scat the whole thing in over 4-4. It's three bars of 5, which is 38th notes, which resolves to a beat. I don't want to get mathematical too much, but when you're counting 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, that's 12 triplets in a bar in 4-4. And so 12 triplets times 2.5 bars is 38th notes. And this is why the extra two sets of triplets are in the bar of 6-8. You'll hear it. If you don't understand, I made a video on playing the 5s in 6-8. You can check out. But it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. Dougie da dougie da dougie 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 da dougie da dougie 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 da dougie da dougie 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 da dougie. Ba chang chip ba chang chip ba ba da ba da ba da ba da ba. And then on the next page it says, oftentimes students have trouble learning this routine. The best way to teach yourself is to break it up into segments before you try to put the whole thing together. For example, first thing you want to do is learn to do this. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, chip ba chang. That's the first part. And then the second part is 1, 2, 3, chip ba chang, chip ba chang, chip ba 1, 2. And then the third part is 1, 2, ba u ba da u ba da u ba da boom. And then you put it all together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, chip ba chang, chip ba chang, chip ba u ba da u ba da u ba da u ba da boom. Da bo da bo da bo da bo da. You keep on playing after that. And then the 5-4 permutations, it simply means you can start on any part of the cycle. There's three different parts of the triplet. So you can start on, like, the on, like, right on the beat, like, dougie da dougie da dougie 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 da dougie da dougie dougie da. Or you can start just after, like, dougie da dougie da dougie 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 da dougie da dougie dougie da, like that. Or you can start just before that, like da da da. Let me see, like da 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 da. And each one of those permutations has its own rhythmic pile that can go on it. So it's this vast rhythmic universe that fits together. Dizzy said Charlie Parker's contribution was melody, and it was melody informed by rhythm. Incorporating the 5 opens up another type of rhythmic behavior, and once you learn it, you can apply it to tunes, and it translates to melodic behavior by the way you keep time, just as the exercise in part 2 informs your touch. Someone asked about whether you have to know where 1 is, and he said, well, you can't be performing and in the audience at the same time, so the audience doesn't care where 1 is, they just know whether it sounds good or not. Yes, the musicians have to know where 1 is, but it's an experiential thing. It's once you start to experience something, then that's what we're after. These patterns add a new dimension to your touch, which then influences your melody. This is an experience. It's not something to be understood intellectually. It's about feeling something that wasn't there before. Do the warm-ups and you'll feel different when you go on a gig. This first advanced exercise is when Dizzy had Mike listen to a recording of his of African drumming, and he asked him where the one is, and he said, now put the one over in this other place, and then a whole new feeling of joy opened up. And then that's when Mike came up with this advanced exercise number one. When you do it, it'll activate something in your sound, i.e. your tone. Once it becomes activated, the music has a life of its own, ontology. The music reveals itself, and it'll be perfect. Once these things become activated, the music takes a life of its own, and ontology starts to take over. Here are three students playing exercise number one. Then the students give testimonials. When Dizzy had his horn, it was, quote, the land of Ubladi, which is the title of a Mary Williams tune, Mary Lou Williams. The vital spirit that was in classical music is now in jazz via Dizzy and Bird, who brought about an organic change in music and found a way to, quote, rush at the wind and become airborne. And floating is what you start to experience when doing these exercises. In meditation, you connect to the sound of the mantra, and that brings you back to yourself, and it comes from deep within you. And when you're playing from that sound, there's a perfection that doesn't come from playing with the mind. It's a state of mind that people are always searching for, which is their true self. And playing like this is very freeing. Eckhart Tolle's Power of Now comes to mind in when he says, quiet your mind and you'll experience presence. It's right there on the drum. Something cracks open inside of you and you don't have to think. Presence. Once it emerges, it stays with you and there's no room for mind. Dizzy, when asked how he always stayed positive, said, I decided early in life to be a creature of joy. The music made him like that. The land of Ubladi, the miracle on 59th. Longo developed a new touch while playing with Dizzy and recorded himself playing the exercise. And he's now able to play at very fast tempos. And there's a musical excerpt at near 400 beats per minute when Dizzy came over and hugged Longo after his solo. The next bit is about the metronome. Stravinsky was plugged into a higher place, and he wrote this thing called The Poetics of Music. And in it, he says, no new music comes from anything except tradition. Musicians must digest tradition, and it takes them somewhere else, not the other way around. He also said, music doesn't express anything. It only expresses itself. Until musicians digest this, the music won't go anywhere. If it comes from ego, it won't stand the test of time. The metronome is not a pulse. It's clock time. Human time is the way your heart beats. Music has to be played to a pulse, and the metronome is not a pulse. Mozart would always complain about the time of musicians in Europe in letters to his sister. He said that they don't understand that even in rubato, there's a pulse. Beethoven reacted to a critic saying he put emotion in his music, and he said, no, I don't. That's what you feel. There's music majoris, the music of the spheres that obeys natural laws, and music minoris, that of man's ego. When you're experiencing, what you're experiencing is physics, not some man-made thing. Dizzy said, find yourself a rhythm and just hang some notes on it. When something comes from imagination only, it doesn't hit you in the gut. The physics must be in the time conception in the first place. People listening won't be into it otherwise. Too many musicians are trying to put feeling into the music instead of getting feeling from the music. Regarding composition, as an experienced writer, he knows how to get to that place before he writes. He's experiencing, not imagining the notes. He doesn't need exercises anymore. Listen to Longo's recording called Times Square from the record The Earth Is But One Country, which I can't find, by the way. And then on page 9 in the PDF is a summary of the rhythmic pile again. And the last line, well, let me do the first five lines first. The first is 6-8, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then the 3-4 is 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 1 and 2 and 3, and then the 5-4 is 1 da 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 da, and then the 7-4 is da 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 then there's one called samba, which is in cut time. So what I think that is like four against three. In other words, if I start at the top at 6/8, dun da dug it dug it dug it dug it dug it, now 3/4. Dug it, 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 dug it. Now 5/4. Dug it, 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 dug. And now 7/4. Dug it, dug it, dug it, dim, dug it, dim, dug it, dug it, dug it, dim, dug it, dim, dug it, dug it, dug it, dim, dug it, dim, da. And now 12/8, which would be 1, 2, 3, 4, or dun, dun. And then the samba thing, I think it's duck it din, 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 duck it din. And the reason I say it's three against four, because if you accent only the first of each four counts, then it's three against four, like this, 2, 3, 4. Like that. Maybe that gets explained more in part four. Here's a lead sheet of Times Square. I didn't notice that was here, so I'm just gonna play it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then he talks about the hidden five, which is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, gang 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 gang. And what that is 2 + 1. I'm sorry, 2 + 2 + 1 + 2 + 2 + 1. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, da-ge-ge-da. If you were going to drum that, it would go right, right, left, 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 right, right, left, 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 right, right, left, 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 right. And on page 18, it says 5-4 and 4-4 at the same time. Essentially, you're starting a pattern of 5 on the third part of the triplet. Like if you count 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a, then the pattern starts on the of 1, like this. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a 1. Alright, so 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a... Let me do that again. 1 and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and a... And you might also check out Longo's book, How to Read Jazz Rhythms, which is all about using the additive approach. Scatting that 5 again over 4-4 is 1, 2, 3, 4, da da ga da ga ga da boom, 3, 4, da ga ga da ga ga da boom. And Mike says, you hear this influence in the tune Burke's Works, where it's, I'm going to let him scat it.
Ba-dam-ba-dam-ba-ya-da-ba-do-ba-ba-yo-ba-sha-ba-ba-dee.
And then Mike recommends that everyone listen to this track of Dizzy playing with Count Basie on a record called The Gifted Ones, the track called Constantinople, which is a hit ahead that Dizzy wrote, where you really hear the expression of the hidden five, not only in the head itself, but in Dizzy's solo, and it gives a deep feeling of swing. And Dizzy pulled Basie into a space he's not used to. Now, what I'm going to play in the next three tracks is the original head of Constantinople, followed by a keyboard part that I wrote transcribing Dizzy's head, and I have a PDF of it as well that you can see. And then after that is a track of just the keyboard part that I used to transcribe it, and the metronome, so you could hear how it falls exactly against the beat. So I'm no expert on this, but this is what I think is happening in Constantinople, and it perhaps is a little different even than what Longo is saying. The tempo of Constantinople is 104, but in order to hear the differences in rhythmic accents I'm going to describe, I'm going to take it way down to 40 beats a minute. If you divide each beat into two sets of triplets, like this, Takira, 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 da. Those would be 16th note triplets. Now, if you're gonna regularly make those regularly recurring, you can either do those on the first and fourth part of each beat, or the second and fifth part, or the third and sixth part. If you do the first and fourth part, it just simply sounds like eighth notes, like this. Okay, and then if you do it on the second and fifth partials, it sounds like this. Like this. Takira, 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 ta. Again. Again. Takira, 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 ta. And then if you do third and sixth, it sounds like this. Like takida 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 ta. Again. One more time. Now, with Dizzy's thing in Constantinople, it's clearly a set of four notes that are in 16th note triplets, but which of them is it on? Well, I'm going to tell you in a second. Here's what I'm calling pattern one, where each of the four 16th note triplets are right on the beat, like on the end of three, then on the four, then on the end of four, and then on the one. It sounds like this. Pattern one. And clearly that's not what's happening in Constantinople. I think it's pattern two. We're going to listen to pattern three as well, but here's pattern two. Two, three, four. Three. I'm going to speed it up in a minute to 104. These things are hard to hear when they get faster. But here's pattern three, just for reference. Two, three, four. So I think it's pattern two. I'm gonna do it here. We were doing it at listening at 40 just now, and I'm gonna bump it up to 60, then 80, then 104. Two, three, four, one. Now at 80, actually decided to do 82. Here we go. Two, three, four. Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4. After that, we have exercise 2, which again, he says it affects your accentuation and other behaviors that start to happen in your solo. And here's three different students playing exercise, advanced exercise number 2.
That cymbal beat that comes from the 5-4. So what I'm gonna say is 4-5-1, bap ba da, bap ba
3, which is based on Night in Tunisia, and the additive breakdown of the rhythm. The additive rhythm is 2 + 2 + 3 + 1 + 2 + 1 + 2 + 3. It kind of sounds like this: 1 2 3 4 1 2 1 2 1 2 3 1 1 2 1 1 2 1 2 3 1 1 2 1 2 3 1 1 2 1 2 3 1 1 2 1 2 3 da, or here's three students playing exercise 3. Also included here is the Dizzy Triplet, of which I give a sample, and it's played 4 times. Here's three students playing exercise 3.
Oh, baby, 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 boo, da, da. Oh, baby, baby.